Welcome back to SRB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Read my lips. No, 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 no.
This says, me one random day deciding to stop bleaching my hair and wearing too much makeup. I wonder what made her decide that. But let's see what the outcome is. I promise you it wasn't random. I bet it was some hot guy who says, you look so much better without makeup and without bleaching. I bet it was that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I bet it was some woman who got the Chad that she was trying to get, and she didn't wear all the makeup and bleaching and all that.
This motherfucker don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
He's good.
Really? 1,000 times better. She looked absolutely ridiculous before. A lot of women don't know what they're doing far as looks, even though they're so obsessed with looks.
Ain't that a bitch?
I cannot believe that I am 31, still single, and very depressed. That is so scary.
I'm gonna say this as nice as possible. If you're a female, and you're out in public, and you see a husband and wife, and you wait until the husband is not with the wife to say hi to him, you're a dumb shit. And the wife, she knows.
You mad.
That lady is angry.
And they be mad. Like, it's so sad. But I'm glad. Bars.
I guess she bagged her a top tier man, at least a top tier looking man. Yeah, women love taking men. Another testament to their dog shit character. But who's to say this woman wouldn't have did it too if she was in the other woman's position? The stupid platypus lips again. But look, I bet her and her husband pulled up in a nice car. He's probably a good looking guy. So yeah, she's trying to get a piece of that. And she's trying to get a piece of your life. She want to pull up in a nice car. Ain't no point in getting mad about it. And you know, making TikToks. I guess just keep getting plastic surgery to keep up. But actually that makes you look crazier. It doesn't help you compete with the young 22 year old chicks.
I know it's not rocket science, but it seems like it's pretty difficult for you to figure out.
See, even the women who win and get the tall, hot guy with money, they still end up miserable. Because they always got to watch out for other chicks trying to take their man in their life. So it's like I always say, women are going to end up miserable no matter what. Never forget that.
Not all, but most.
A woman can talk her out of a relationship. You can talk. We do that.
Yes,
we will talk.
I'm gonna say something, and this might ruffle little feathers. I don't think just being a good man is enough to stay in a relationship with them.
But when I say a good man, I mean like that means all around. That means himself, spiritually, mentally, physically.
That's great. Healthily,
Well, first off, there's no man who's just good in every way. That doesn't exist. I said it on the last episode. If you're signing up to be in a relationship with another human for 50 or 60 years, you dealing with some bullshit. You dealing with some flaws. You dealing with some shortcomings. And that's going to be things about that relationship you can't stand with the best person on the planet. So that whole he's good all around or she's good all around doesn't exist. But second, yeah, these women don't want a good man. A good man is boring. And that's why she's saying this. She want an exciting, toxic man to keep it spicy. That's what she means.
But he's a good man.
That doesn't mean that he's the man for you. And
right.
Maybe when you're going through these motions of getting to know him, you're realizing, okay, he's a great person, but honestly, with his humor. Like, he could be funny, but he's not funny to me.
And that's why a lot of modern women are getting 40 with four cats and no man, because...
Yeah, you can't save him. Let her go back to Pookie, who hit her and then call her, you know, in another 3 weeks when he wants some poon. When his top 1 and 2 don't come through. And this is what you're left with when you try to take a woman after 25 serious. You're left to deal with her effed up brain and her effed up perspective on life and relationships.
I have daddy issues and I don't like men. I don't trust them. Listen. I have PTSD.
You're going to get in your feelings about her and she's going to take your heart out of your chest and stomp on it with a high heel. All because you tried to play Captain Save-A. Don't do it. Their brain is fucked up for life. Let her go back to the streets. She don't want a good man. They'll make every excuse in the world not to settle down and be good to a good man. And they'll make every excuse in the world why Pookie really ain't that bad and why she's still messing with him.
They keep doing the same shit, expecting different results. That's insanity.
Hey, folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. It really gives me motivation to keep breaking down these numbskulls. For low as $5 a month, you get one exclusive video a week. And the more memberships I get, the more perks I'll add. So show some love to your sensei.
How about new?
So I'm 29 and I've never had a boyfriend. I don't believe in hookup culture.
Mm. So, to add to this, one of my guy friends told me this. I'm kind of in a similar situation where I don't have a whole lot of relationship experience. I have almost zero relationship experience.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way. No you kind of play.
What do you expect from a true freak?
If you ever on a date with a woman, and I don't know why you would be these days, but if you are, and she say something like this, I've never been in a relationship, I'm 29 and never been in a relationship, we know what that means. She hasn't been in the church reading the Bible. She hasn't been at the library reading up on Shakespeare. She hasn't been at dance recital. She's been riding pogo sticks. Now, it doesn't mean she's ran through where it's like she's had 100 dudes, but she's okay with having casual hookups. For years. Like, she might not be in triple digits, even if she only been with 5 guys. The fact that she was okay giving 5 guys her body who didn't give her commitment says everything you need to know about her, far as, you know, if she's wife material or mother material.
Don't you ever write nobody off. Never know what you might be missing till you get to know them. So take it from me, Mr. T.
There's nothing she's gonna say that would justify a woman who's fairly attractive never being in a relationship.
You don't know that.
He said this, he's like, you're lucky because when you meet the one, you are going to be a fresh slate.
Shit.
Versus other girls that I've dated. He's like, they're like little versions of all the boyfriends they've had before. Like they, who their favorite football team is, the certain habits, places they like to go in town, like all these little things. He's like, I can tell that those things came from another man.
Oh, women are going to be influenced by something one way or another. So she might not be little pieces of, you know, her ex-boyfriends, but she's little pieces of her toxic girlfriends. And she's come up with her own perspectives on life. And, you know, she's been misguided and programmed wrong by TV and all these other things. And she's still damaged from the guys who hit it and quit it.
You don't know that.
She's still probably pessimistic that the relationship she does finally get in is actually going to work. Let's not get it fucked up. She's still damaged. Being in a relationship is a skill that has to be worked on. The longer you go outside of a relationship, the less fit you are for one. I would rather have a woman who just got out of a 3-year relationship than a woman who's 30 and never been in a relationship. At least that woman know how to keep a man around for 3 years.
He's out of line, but he's right.
That woman probably knows about compromise. That woman probably knows about sticking around even though you just had a fight. Or sticking around even, you know, when you're at a low point. All this woman know how to do is take loads and then open the door for the guy to leave.
You don't know that.
AKA their last boyfriend and the boyfriend before that and the boyfriend before that. So to all the no boyfriend girls, keep on killing it. We're good.
Are you sure?
How I see it is when that 30 birds start flying around.
Not the 30
I keep saying it. Everybody start acting different. Everybody's in touch and in tune and acting, you know, really... really smart questions on Facebook and y'all get really funny when y'all looking around. You 30, ain't no kids around, and ain't nobody calling you mom, ain't nobody trying to put a ring on it. Like it gets weird. It has to get weird
because at that point, I think I mentioned in the car, when you're 30, again, I'm not saying that I'm a 10, nor am I saying anything like that. However, I know you asked me a very good question. You right. Asked me, when is the peak of women?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, what's y'all peak? Like, what's so y'all best years?
I want to say, like, look-wise, I feel like the best years that's a good portion of women have is in their early 20s and mid-20s, right? And the reason why I say that is because you still have that youthful baby face, but then you're also transitioning into a woman by the age of, like, 25, 26,
because
right?
I feel like 25, 30 is when you get that woman body.
Yeah, women who wait till they're 30 to start taking life serious and start taking men serious don't deserve to find love, in my opinion. They don't deserve to have a wholesome family. They made their decision. If you weren't good enough for them in their prime, then don't save them in their decline. These women don't make good mothers, usually. I mean, there's always anomalies in everything that I say. But the women who rode the carousel and just partied and drunk and did drugs, these aren't going to make wholesome wives and mothers. You're silly for thinking they would, or thinking you could change them, or thinking she liked me so much is going to be different with me. You're fooling yourself, brother. You're fooling yourself. Snap out of it, man.
Somebody done told you wrong.
I know the poonanny was good, but look, man, you got to think. You got to use your brain, or you'll end up depressed, homeless, and drained. Bars.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.